All right, so today's live stream, the topic is how to not limit yourself in your style. So if you're someone who feels like you have a sense of your aesthetic, you know what you kind of like, but you're still trying to figure out, or you feel that you can't fully express it. Maybe you have certain color schemes you use, like let's think about Instagram and your Instagram feed, and you want to do more, like not get stuck in sort of the same things. This video is for you. And especially if you're an entrepreneur and your business depends on your visual content, you really want to listen. You'll love this and also the Yas Influencers program that I'm going to talk about as well. So listen up. And I want to introduce myself. My name, if you're watching for the first time, my name's Yana Johnson. I'm the creator of Your Aesthetic Style. And I help busy moms turn their home goals into a beautiful reality. And I also help entrepreneurs understand how to uplevel their aesthetic style. And that's what today's topic is about, how to keep creating and doing what you do with flow, with ease, with fun. Because sometimes we start out with an idea of something and then we get challenged by it, or we're not sure if we kind of want to play it safe. And especially if your business depends on your aesthetics or your visuals, you feel like finding a style and being consistent is absolutely important, which it is. But at the same time, sometimes it can get stuck, right? Like you don't know what to post, or you feel like your style and what you do, hey, is so much more, and you're only able to convey a portion of it. So that's why knowing your aesthetic style is so valuable, and it's been a huge asset for me because it's about the fundamentals. It's about knowing these key building blocks of beauty, of art, and to really understand them, you're gonna have to watch some of my other live streams because I'm not gonna go into super detail, but I have a few examples of what that looks like. But if you remember, those of you who watched my previous live streams, I used the example of one shop called Kremahusa. And how they could create several totally different looks, but the elemental principles they use were the same. So it gives you, when you have that building block, you have this flexibility to be completely creative in a way that, in a way that is much harder to do if your aesthetic is based on like a certain, hey Nicholas, if your aesthetic is based on a certain sort of color theme or a certain layout only, or following another person's sort of trend or style, because you don't have that flexibility to move. If you don't understand the fundamental aspects, the building blocks of why it is that you like that style, modernism, or why it is that you like that color palette, then you're not able to transfer it in other ways. And that is where it can get frustrating or stuck, and your creativity and your ideas aren't able to flow naturally. And this is the key thing, because creativity, your aesthetic, your sense, it's already something you know. And it's been such an inspiring week this week because I've been talking to so many people, both in business related conversations as well as with complete strangers, about their aesthetic, about their style. And as I explain about aesthetic style, everyone knows something. They'll recognize like something with texture or with color or space because they're already observing and you're aware of it. But it's sort of like it doesn't always click in how that you can use that in so many different ways. But this is what I really want you to get, is that you already know, okay? And to really trust yourselves more, because there's a difference between being inspired and being kind of like just sort of copying or imitating and playing it safe. So you can be inspired, you take an inspiration from something and then you make it your own. And hey, Amanda. And so this is, I would say, the key thing of what your aesthetic style and what I'm developing really helps with is getting empowering you, unleashing what you already know, but recognizing how you're using it. And then getting through that, you can get the confidence to start experimenting and play more with your style. And not everyone does this. Like, even I can say, and I love if you have examples, especially those who are watching, examples of artists, designers, or anyone that you admire there's certain people that really stand out that we can just immediately tell, right? Their style. Like you can recognize it. You don't need to see a name or a label, brand label. You just know it's by that artist. Monet, Picasso, there's certain ones. And even if it isn't Picasso, you'll look at something and it will remind you of Picasso. And that is the value of knowing exactly what your style is because it portrays consistently. Even if you do different things, like even if it's in your home or the way you dress or you experiment, like the video example I gave of Kremahusa, you have different colors and everything, but you have certain consistent elements and principles that are always there. And that consistency is what makes you stand out. That is consistency is what makes those artists recognizable. And sometimes in the creative world, there's a tendency to sort of, if you're not trusting yourself and really understanding the fundamentals, which isn't crucial, you need both. But knowing the fundamentals, knowing what is inspiring you, and then trusting yourself. Then there's this tendency to either go extreme one way or the other, extreme sort of like over the top and feeling like you have to do something super like different and almost, I mean, we've all sort of seen that where you feel like someone's just trying too hard and it's just too much stuff going on. Or you see the other extreme where you just kind of lessen it, like you feel, and that was the sort of what I talked about in the beginning of the video, where you feel like you get stuck because you know one thing that's working. And you just sort of stick with that. But you don't, you feel like you could express yourself so much more, and it's sort of a way of limiting. So, knowing how to stand out is based on knowing how to be consistent and these fundamentals. And that is what I'm teaching through your aesthetic style, and especially with, like, I'm focusing right now with entrepreneurs because I see. And I see how valuable it is for you. I see that there's that need that many of you have a sense of aesthetic already. You're showing up visually on your platforms, on Instagram or Facebook or certain areas. And it's hard, it's a lot of pressure, right, to consistently how to convey your visual message throughout. And always you know this, the key is consistency, but it's so easy to want to just play it safe. And that can lose the sense of fun that you started with that. It can limit, if you feel like you have to limit your creativity, it loses your sense of joy in what you started with. Like say you started because you loved photography and just sharing your photos, and then there adds this pressure when it becomes your business to you know, how to up level it and how to express your photos beyond Instagram in other ways. And sometimes that added pressure starts playing in your mind where you're not trusting your own initial intuition and creativity. And whether or not you own a business, it's still really important to have this creative outlet and have a sense of exploration and fun. And that's kind of the main message. And I'll give you a few little tips of how to do that today. But that is the main, the key to not limiting yourself and not putting too much pressure on your own creativity. So, especially as a business owner, it's important to have, to allow yourself space to explore. And maybe it's not the best on your website or something in particular, but to have an outlet for that and to really get in touch with your own intuition and your own style and discovering it in different situations. And this is part of what I consult people with is giving you assignments where you have to test and kind of go outside of what you typically like to do. And this is something everyone can do, and one of the tips for today is to challenge yourself to go beyond what you like to do creatively. Like, so let's say you're into painting or photography, whether it's your business or whether it's just a hobby. And maybe you have like a tendency to take photos of landscapes for particular, or you have a tendency to take a lot of selfies. You can do those photos, but start challenging yourself to go from a different perspective or to go closer in or to take a completely different type of subject matter. Maybe if it's country landscapes, try city landscapes. Do something that is challenging for you, that's out of the ordinary, and see how you can still master it and get good at it. Use your skills, what you're comfortable with, but in a different scenario. Because this is key. And my favorite quote ever about being an artist, which I think completely encapsulates what an artist is, was a quote that I heard from a lecturer in physics in college, because I've said this before in my background, that I grew up always engrossed in art, loving art and fine arts, and then I changed my major in college and I went to focus on politics, international politics. And that's also where I discovered aesthetic style, because I had kind of a huge chunk of my creative life that had gone out, and then I needed to find a way to bring art into my daily life. And that's what has become my expertise and what I can really help entrepreneurs and everyone with in knowing your aesthetic style. But when I was in this lecture, and he was about art, and he was talking a lot about Leonardo da Vinci. He was a physicist, but he was studying the principles of which are what art is based on, the principles that we see in nature and how to make them, how artists transfer them to make things beautiful, which is aesthetics and what I'm always talking about. And he said, what's an artist? What is an artist? An artist is just someone who continues to observe. An artist is someone who just continues observing. And it's so true. It's, like Pablo Picasso quote, he says, every child is an artist. It's because children are just observing, absorbing, and looking everywhere around in the world. And we as adults, sometimes we just take things for face value. We see things and we just feel like, all right, that's how it is. But being able to look beyond and to think, that's where your creativity comes out. Like, why is it this way? Why do we always do it that way? And I think we live in a really exciting time. It's always quoted as a disruptive age because people are doing this more, right? They're questioning the status quo and thinking like, okay, yeah, we've always done it that way, but we don't have to. How can we make it better? All of that is, that's artists. Like, that's the mindset we need in creativity. So I really want to challenge you and encourage you to do that this week, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your hobbies, in your work. Just start observing things and questioning them and having fun with thinking, okay, how could we do it differently? And just try it out. So important to have that creative outlet. All right. So that's a challenge for the week. Start being that artist, observer, designer mind. And trust yourself, trust those patterns. I've been so inspired. I'm so grateful for those of you who shared about how you are recognizing your aesthetic style, how you recognize the patterns, because you know it, it's there. So really trust that. Because this, again, and I get so fired up about this topic. I try to get to these short live streams, but it's so hard because there's so much I want to share with you. But the why, the real reason behind my business is that I imagine and I see, I have a dream that, can you just think how the world would be if every single person was focused on creating and building something? It doesn't have to be your own business. It can just be pursued an idea. It can be in your own career and workspace already, but just that you're building something of your own, creating something of your own. And if everyone was focused on that around the world, there would be no time to tear each other down. There would be no time of all this sort of criticizing and nitpicking on other people, because you're really growing to try to be the best at what you can do and offer it to help the world. So that is that dream and vision. And I know that connecting to your aesthetic style, trusting your instincts more, and letting that creativity flow and be an active part of your life to observe more and to think differently and just to try out things differently. That is the key to tapping into all this wonderful potential and power you have. And that is what I do. That's what I do with my clients. That's what I love about my job. I think it's the best in the world. And so if I will post the link, if you are a business owner, as I mentioned, needs to work with your visual content, who feels like you want to up level your sense of aesthetic style, please contact me. I will put up a link for a free call that I'm doing. You might be interested or be a part of this Yas Influencers program. All right, thank you for tuning in. And for those all of you who watch the replay, thank you so much. And as always, you can just post any questions or comments. Okay, have a great weekend. Get out and enjoy the sun, depending on where you are. Bye.